New Hampshire is the birthplace of video games. No, really. Just ask 90-year-old Manchester resident Ralph Baer.
All right, take the hand control. My suggestion is that you do what I do. You hold it up against your belly and put your hand on the English knob.
We're playing the original Pong game on the very first game console. He thought up the idea of making dots move on a TV screen in 1966 while working for a defense contractor in Nashua. Baer's biggest legacy, though, is helping create a video game industry that today has outgrossed Hollywood, with a global revenue of $78.5 billion last year. New Hampshire's economy, however, has never managed to reap the benefits from his innovation, though a new generation of video game developers could change that, like with a game called Bacon Man.
There's some bad guys that are some hamburgers, and Bacon Man has a dash ability, which is the whooshing sound that you keep hearing.
Neil Lorenza is 22 years old. He recently graduated from Southern New Hampshire University and started a video game company called SkyMap Games. Bacon Man is his first game, and it's still in the late stages of development. Lorenza says crowdfunding, self-publishing, online distribution, and increasingly affordable software makes small independent game studios increasingly viable. He also credits his training at SNHU. In New Hampshire, SNHU, NHTI, and Daniel Webster College each offer game design and development programs. About a dozen students at each school are earning video game degrees this year. But many of those grads aren't staying in the state.
I think there's a larger talent pool and more people engaged in conversation about game design in Massachusetts. So it's generally the place you want to be if you're starting a game company right now.
Lorenza ended up moving his business to the greater Boston area. Things like limited infrastructure and a relatively rural brand can make it a hard sell to convince them to resettle or stay in the Granite State. But those are challenges that some young video game developers are willing to take on. David Carrig is the co-founder of Retro Effect, a video game company based in Meredith.
I grew up in central New Hampshire, right on Lake Winnipesaukee, and then after college, essentially to minimize costs, I moved back up here to central New Hampshire.
Carrig and his partner, both in their 20s, holed up in New Hampshire so they could work full-time on their company with the support of their families. Last September, they finished their first game called Snapshot,
where you can take photographs of objects in the levels, capture them in the pictures, and then paste the pictures back into the world and have all the objects fall back out.
Carrig says that the game has already earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue. As their company grows in profitability, Carrig says they plan on moving it to the Boston area, not because of tax incentives, internet access, or investment, but because of the huge game design scene Boston already has.
As far as the community in New Hampshire goes, it's really, really lacking. The great thing about having a community and the support from other developers is it's a place to show off games that you're working on to other game-oriented minds who can look at it and pick it apart and give you advice and feedback and so forth.
At least 70% of the game development workforce is made up of 20 to 30-somethings, according to the 2010 Game Developer Salary Report. That's exactly the age group where New Hampshire is forecasting a shortage of workers in the coming years.
We're promoting job openings and companies that are looking for interns and those sorts of things.
Kate Lusko is the executive director of Stay Work Play, a nonprofit tasked with retaining young people in the state. She says her group supports any efforts to keep game developers in New Hampshire.
But I think it would take someone within that circle who really wanted it, had the passion to make it happen, to make it happen.
For his part, developer David Carrig would love to see the state offer more help, maybe build an incubator with office space, or perhaps New Hampshire could start more simply by making the birthplace of video games part of its brand. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.